Unit 10. In your dreams. 10.2. Exercise 2. Questions 1 to 4.
Right, first of all, let's do a quick practical activity together. As you know, metaphor and symbols are important in the interpretation of dreams. Both Jung and Freud referred to symbolization in their analysis. Now, there's not necessarily one right answer. These pictures are meant to act as a springboard for your own interpretations. So I'd like you to take turns to talk about a picture and suggest what each might represent in a dream. OK?
Fine. Shall I start?
Go for it, Carla.
Right. With this one, I know Jung saw the sea as representing the unconscious. So perhaps something living in water like this exists in the unconscious. As it can move, it could be an insight or a new idea.
Well done. Okay, Jason.
I had a dream a bit like this one. I was following behind a group, trying to keep up. I remember feeling rather anxious about that. I guess it could represent today's competitive world, or moving forward along life's path. Growing older, maybe. What's really interesting is that my dream had the same burnt colours as this. Well, enough about me. Helen, your turn.
OK. This one is classic Jung, isn't it? A larger-than-life character who might be seen as threatening because of his size. It might be some kind of problem that you have to deal with, a big one that you're really concerned about.
He couldn't be seen as friendly, could he?
Protective. Maybe. No, I don't think so. Are you going to do one too?
All right. Well, here we have another classic symbol, don't we? Mm. The image has actually been used in the dream sequences of films by Bergman and Pasolini, two great directors. In both films, there were no hands, maybe suggesting that time had run out. So this one must be all about limits, pressure of deadlines, appointments, that sort of thing.